Greetings from the North Pole News Desk. I'm L. Frank Murr of North Pole Radio News. The test flights of Santa's sleigh have come to an early end this year, surprising even some of the most experienced flight analysts at North Pole Flight Command. Joining us from there with an explanation of what this all means is our Eye in the Sky reporter, Elf Crash Murphy. Crash, why would Santa end the test flights with about 7 days to go until launch?
There could be a lot of reasons for that, Frank, but I think the biggest among them is the fact that this sleigh design proved itself months ago, and now there's just nothing left to find out about it. It's ready, and it's going to be very fast.
How do you know that, Crash? Have you flown in Santa's new sleigh?
No, but I've seen it in action. I've seen the flight logs. I've learned how excited all the pilots are about it. The reindeer are pretty jazzed, too. They love to go faster. It's usually my privilege to be on that final test flight every year, Frank, and I'll go out in it next Saturday for sure, but I already know what we're in for. It's a screaming fast vehicle, Frank. Be ready to report the news really fast this year, Betty, because Santa's going to set some records.
Wow, Crash, you sound very confident.
I think there's very good reason to be confident, Frank. That 30-hour barrier that Santa's been chasing for years is coming down, and I know this is the year he's going to do it.
How much is that record going to fall by, Crash? I mean, what are the consequences if Santa can go 5% faster versus 25% faster? Aren't there other things to worry about if Santa can do that?
Oh, you bet, Frank. Santa going 5% faster means everyone's going to have to get to bed 15% sooner. What a great problem to have, right?
You know, Crash, Claus flight is really complicated, and I'll never understand the math of it. From the North Pole, we're in the radio business. We like precision timing. I'm Elf Frank Murr, reporting for SantaUpdate.com on the Kringle Radio Network.